break, and should we look at retirement more as a sabbatical? Like, sure, you've earned the right to take your time off. You've worked your whole life for this opportunity, and then maybe you get to pick and choose some of the things that you want to do to give your time to give you an opportunity to continue to share your passion.
The other thing I would do, and this is sort of a corollary to my what I always say about winning the lottery, I don't like want much. For me, like having all the money, more it's about security than it is expenditure. Like I sure. would go, and I wouldn't go buy $1,000 suits and fast cars and anything like that, because I just don't have that desire. It's more about knowing generational wealth, or knowing that if God forbid somebody got horribly sick, you wouldn't be out of your home trying to pay for it. But the only things for me that are like really worth it might be private air travel, the idea of flying first class, and ordering Chinese food whenever I want it.
Yeah, there you go. Like, you get to have some of the food stuff. Like, that's so weird. We're actually going to do, I decided that I was going to start a new segment today called Top 5 Tuesdays, where this happened kind of organically. We were talking on the text, and people were asking me about different sports venues that I've been to, and I kind of ranked my top 5 places that I've been to, and threw in places that I'll never go back to, like West Virginia. Like, I'll never go back to there ever again, ever.
Don't go to Hattiesburg, Mississippi.
I drove through. I took a trip a couple years ago for my birthday. I went to New Orleans, and then I drove from New Orleans to Tuscaloosa, and I drove through Hattiesburg, Mississippi, and I was like, it's interesting. Down here.
Yeah, here in 1954.
Let me get to the relative safety of Tuscaloosa, Alabama.
Right. Tuscaloosa or bust.
So today we're going to do a top five, and I threw it out to the people, and the people wanted, I saw it going one of two ways. Either people wanted me to talk about Star Trek, or people wanted me to talk about donuts. So today,
of course, as the usual binary goes.
Right. I'm going to do my top 5 donuts that I've had in the Chicagoland area.
Okay. And this will be specific donut from a specific place.
Correct. We are not talking about donut places. That can be another top 5 for another Tuesday. This is specific donuts that I've had. And I will say that I'm going to make the executive decision of putting Fritters on the list.
I was just going to ask, because that's my thing. And I have sampled ones that you have brought to me with full tasting notes and scouting reports, and have been very, very pleased with your apple fritter aesthetic.
Yeah, it's a good thing. I've checked out a couple other places. Some places have tried, like, I'm not really big into this, but I had a cherry fritter a few weeks ago, and I was like, ooh. This is the season. Like, right now is the season for apple fritters. Like, you can get good ones, and apple donuts too. At a lot of these orchards, they're making apple donuts, and they're delicious. But those are the things that I think about, like traveling around the world and just kind of doing like an Anthony Bourdain donut thing or pastry thing around the world, and then writing or doing podcasts on all of those things when I'm done with the industry, or the industry is done with me.
I was listening to an interview on, I think it was on XRT. It might have been at Lala a couple years ago. And they were talking with the band Franz Ferdinand, sort of the power pop band. I think they're from Scotland. And similarly, like, their lead singer apparently, in traveling the U.S., came up with an absolute fondness for cheeseburgers. And just like you, wherever they traveled, especially when they were an up and coming band in smaller cities, he sought out just like the best burgers everywhere he could find. He just fell in love with an American classic that he didn't grow up with in Scotland. And that he made that his thing. Like, yeah, they were traveling the country playing music, but all he cared about in the next place was the next sort of best described and recommended burger.
I love that. Like, I love when I'll say to people, hey, I'm going to this city, do you have a reco for me? And then you take the reco, and most of the recos are pretty good that I've gotten. And like, this is a different list, for example, than if I had the opportunity to do a top 5 donut of all time. It would include some of the places that I've traveled around the country to sample some of the donuts. Because the best donut I had was at a place called Glam Doll Donuts in Minneapolis. Oh my God. That place itself is awesome, and I hope that they're still in business, because when you were talking about hamburgers, I started thinking about Hamburger Mary's that just closed over on the north side. So I hope the Glam Doll is still delicious and open. But even going back to spring training, like, there's so much you can do, like, in the valley around spring training of different donut places that are out there, and these really interesting places. I found a couple of places in Blue Valley in Nevada that had some incredible donuts. So trust me, the top five list will be donut represented all the time. I'm sure that people will talk about that, or whether I want to do wrestlers or whatever. But I thought that this would be the time of year where we could have a little bit of fun with some of that stuff. By the way, you're listening to WSCR HD1 Chicago, WBMX HD2 Chicago, Sports Radio 670 The Score, radio.com sports station, which leads me to a question that I want to ask you, Dan Bernstein. Do you realize that within a week, all we'll have is football?
And baseball transactions. We'll have the managerial search, because after the World Series.
I'm talking about games. I'm talking about actual games that are on the air. All we'll have is football, because no one knows when basketball is coming back. No one knows when hockey is coming back. And I got to tell you, yesterday, that was too much. That was too much damn football for me yesterday.
See, I like it. I love early starts. And it allows me to manage my day better, to get things going early, and you know, have that sort of synced up with my workout. And that's why I haven't minded these playoff baseball games that have always been there, you know, as part of the cardio afternoon. But you're right, with the exception of a November Masters Championship.
Yeah, we're just sitting there going, wait, well, what happens next? Like, what's the next thing that we're going to have? Is there any word on the NBA or NHL? January, is that what we're thinking?
Everything's kind of been guidance. Nothing has been set in stone, and nothing has said we're going to have something for you here or there. You know, once they get the draft out of the way, we'll see. They don't know, especially the curves are all going in the wrong direction again. Everything is getting worse. Everything's on fire. We're getting, even locally, when you heard Pritzker yesterday, it's not about, they're going to reinstate these controls again, that we're going backward. We're going in the wrong direction with all of this stuff, and then bragging about not listening to scientists about it in some places, which is just astonishing to me.
Yeah, it is. It's going to be an interesting fall/winter for sure. I know that you want to get on with the rest of your day, so I want to allow you to do that. You can listen to Dan Bernstein, that man right there. Tomorrow, he's going to be with Layla Rahimi between 9 a.m. and noon, which is always a treat, and they'll be doing the show from the studio, which is a lot of fun. Herbie, let's go.
Lawrence Holmes, noon to 2 on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, a radio.com sports station.
Previously on The Lawrence Holmes Show.
To me, the issue is not Vilma. It's not him or Albert. It was the actual production of the game yesterday. And maybe they're trying to take it easy, because you do have a young broadcaster in there that's trying to figure a lot of this stuff out. And I think week by week, he's gotten better. I think that he adds something to it. I wish he'd tell some more of those stories about being a Saint, though, because those are some interesting stories from what I've heard. I think they're fine. I think they're fine. I just think that they weren't given as much of an opportunity to succeed by their crew as I would have liked as a viewer yesterday. I have some parting shots on the offense that I would like to discuss. Who's working with Danny today? Is he on his own? He's on his own.
Initially, it is going to be Danny Parkins by himself, but from 4 to 6, we get a great treat. Olin Krutz.
Oh, great. I actually do feel like Michael McDonald now that I have this microphone stand that I'm using.
Make me a bicycle, clown!
Oh, man, this show is ridiculous. This hour is being brought to you by Team Hochberg. Go and check them out. If you are looking to buy a home or refinance a home, 56David.com or call them 855-56David. And tell them that I sent you and you were listening here on The Score. We have a lot that we need to get done today. We are going to debut, as I talked with Dan Bernstein about, we are going to debut Top 5 Tuesday. Today's Top 5, my top 5 donuts that I've had in the Chicagoland area. And yes, I've seen your suggestions, and I'm not talking about donut places necessarily. I'm talking about the actual donut. So we will do that around 12:40. Anthony Heron is going to join me at 1 o'clock. We ordinarily talk with him on Mondays, but we are going to talk to him on a Tuesday because he had a lot of stuff that he had to get done with the Big Ten, and that is part of the thing that we are going to talk to him about. If you like to call the show or text the show, the Tech Zone is brought to you by Rosen Hyundai of Algonquin. Save time and shop online at rosenhyundai.com. You can call us or text us at 312-644-6767. If you want to watch the show and you have Twitch.tv/Chicago670TheScore. Those are places where you can enjoy the show. Alexa, play 670 The Score. That's going to be really weird tomorrow because I actually have Alexa Datt on the show. So when I talk with her and I ask her questions about the World Series, and I say, Alexa, your Alexa is going to act all funny. But we enjoy doing that here on the show. Before I get into some of the fun stuff that I want to do, not to say that those sports angles that we have today are not fun. They're fun and informative, especially when you're talking about Anthony Heron. I did want to talk to you about the Bears and Sunday, and now that you've had a chance to kind of digest the win, I wanted to ask you a question, and whether you want to text us or if you want to call us, you're more than welcome to become a part of the show on this question. Looking at the Bears' 5-1 record, I usually have a little bit of fun with this on Twitter. At Lawrence W. Holmes is where you can find me, by the way, on Twitter and Instagram, where I go halftime of games and tell me how you feel in GIF form. And you all are really good at it. I have a lot of, it makes me laugh, honestly, some of the choices that you make. I can't do that because it's a visual medium, but I do want to ask you, the Bears are 5-1, and you're coming up on a stretch of games that I think is going to be really difficult for the Bears, which is fine. I'd love to know, how would you describe how you feel about the Bears' 5-1 start? Now that you've had a chance to sit with it, and you heard Nick Foles yesterday talking about, you know, winning ugly is better than losing beautiful, and stop expecting us to score 50 points and all this other stuff. Now that you've heard from him and you've heard from Matt Nagy about their feelings, yes, the offense is not where they want it, but they're still winning games. I'd love to know what you think. Well, how do you feel about it? How do you express that feeling? What's the lens from which you look at the Bears' 5-1 record through? Got it? 312-644-6767 is the number. And while we talk with you about that, I'd also like to talk to you about this. Yesterday, there was too much damn football on. I did a whole LoHo Daily on this today, and I was like, you know what? I wonder if I'm alone. And if I'm alone, I can handle it. I can handle being alone on this particular topic. But after Saturday, and you have to understand that Saturday, I was emotionally invested in the Alabama-Georgia game, Roll Tide. I was emotionally invested. So that was the last thing that I did before going to bed, was watch Alabama take them out to the woodshed in the second half of that game and not allow them to score in the second half and continue their dominance in the SEC. Then I wake up, and, you know, Sunday, it's all about football. It's all about getting ready for that Bears game against the Panthers. And then after that, I'm watching Green Bay versus Tampa. And then after that, I'm watching the Rams and the 49ers. Then you get to Monday, and Monday, I'm sitting there going, hold up. There's a game like right after I get off the air. So yesterday after the show, I went for a little walk around the neighborhood. I moved recently, so there's a new neighborhood that I'm trying to get used to. So I'm walking around the neighborhood, and I'm like, wait a minute. By the time I get back from this walk, there is going to be football on. And I wasn't, it was the first time since football has been back that I wasn't excited about a football game. Now, I watched because from an academic standpoint, I have to watch. This is what I do for a living. But I wasn't watching with a lot of joy. The Monday night, the actual Monday night, not the math, not the Monday afternoon game, but the Monday night game I enjoyed a little bit more, even though it was a blowout. Can I just say, man, what did our buddy Brad Evans call Kyler? The desert dachshund, Herbie, is that right?
Sounds right.
Watching that little dude run up and down the field is pretty amazing. And watching Cliff Kingsbury, he of the air raid, that guy, the guy who's an air raid disciple, say on a 79-yard drive, you know what we're going to do? We're going to run the ball 8 of the 9 times that we have it because the other team can't stop it, and why would we throw it if we don't have to? And going, I wonder if the Bears can get to some of that where they don't have their mind up about a third down play on first down like Matt Nagy said they did yesterday. We knew what we were going to do on third down. That's interesting because on first down, you got 7 yards. So how'd you know what you were going to do on third down? Anyway, I enjoyed watching that. I always enjoy, and for no particular reason, I always enjoy watching bad things happen to the Cowboys, which is strange because I don't have any investment. Can I ask you another question? Herbie, I'm going to ask you this. I know that the schedule is split half and half between road and home, but I swear every time I watch the Cowboys, they're playing at home.
I mean, it could be because they wear white all the time, and I like the teams who host them sometimes wear their white jerseys, so the Cowboys have to move to the Navy. But, yeah, it seems like they're home all the time, and there's 25,000 people in that 100,000-seat stadium. Come on, Mal.
It just, every time, I'm like, man, are they at Jerry World again? Why are they always at Jerry World?
You know the thing I was tripping on? The game was cashed. It was over. And they score that garbage touchdown, and people are hyped, just cheering their ass off. It's like, you guys are still down 20-plus. Calm down. Why would you cheer a garbage touchdown?
It's strange. That cult of cowboyism is really, really strange. But they rate. The reason why I was having a conversation with Mark Sapelsa and a couple other people on Twitter, and he was asking, like, why are the Cowboys on national television all the time? It's because they rate, because there are groups of people who hate the Cowboys that are going to tune in to watch them not succeed. If you look at the top 50 rated programs on television, top rated 50 programs on television last year, I think 7 of them were Cowboys games. That's insane. People love watching that team.
I mean, whether to be fair, or not. Lawrence, they are in first place.
They are. They're 2-4, and they are in first place in possibly the worst division that we've ever seen in the NFL. That NFC East is trash. Before I take a break, let me go to Tinley Park and talk with Joe. Hey, Joe, you're on the score.
Lorenzo, how you doing, buddy?
I'm good. What's on your mind?
Your question regarding how to sum up the season thus far reminds me, I'm an avid golfer, not a good one, an avid one, meaning I'm out there a lot. And there's times, and I don't know if you golf or not, but the golfers out there would understand this, that you go out there and you strike the ball well, and you score well, and you're really satisfied where you're at. But there's other days, you know, sometimes you don't play well at all, and, you know, your score reflects that, which it should. Golf's a penal game. But there's many times I've gone out there, and struck the ball poorly. And I get a lot of breaks, and I mean a lot of breaks. You know, par five, second shot into a sand trap, rolls out 2 feet from the pin, and I par the hole. And I walk away from that round with the upper 80s or low 90s thinking, man, I don't deserve this. And that's the kind